Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy Friday, 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. We're live at Twin Peaks, Kennesaw location.
Yeah.
Seeing familiar faces, my man. What's going on out here? Good to see our listeners out here hanging out with us. Mike, Bo was just telling me that the Marcelo Zuna footage from Gwinnett Police is already out when he got stopped.
Oh, no.
Now.
That's never good.
The interesting thing is.
That's not right.
Well, there's two things. One is, how is this already out? Two, he handed them his MLB ID
right.
And said, I am Marcelo Zuna. Now, we always talk about this, all right? I don't ever try to do these things. If somebody recognizes me or hears me, that's fine. But I don't ever do this, even in a traffic stop. And we talked about it. Sometimes these guys don't care. Obviously, in his situation, they didn't care.
Right.
It didn't help him, but I get what he was trying to do when you say, I'm Marcelo Zuna of the Atlanta Braves, and you hand them your MLB
right.
card. You hope that the cop at that point goes, oh, okay, Marcel. And I've said this. I've had friends who are athletes who have been stopped. And cops have said, listen, I'll get you home. And it happens. Now, I'm not saying it should have happened here. All I'm saying is, Mike, he was trying to assert himself in this situation.
Yeah, and I get it. And you said it. Now, in the old days, before the cameras were rolling, because now they turn on the blue lights, the cameras click on.
That's right.
And so in
That's
the old right. days, a cop could pull you over. My father was a cop. My brother's a cop. We have a lot of friends that are cops. And that would be it. My dad pulled over Joe Namath. I've told you that story 5,000 times. He was a motorcycle cop. You know, we'll get you home, Joe. Leave the car here. That's how you take care of it. Nowadays, you can't do that. Plus, Carl, if he's, you know, you're documented a guy basically getting out of the car and he's wobbly and it's all on camera. And now everything's been documented. So there's really not that, I mean, I don't know. Look, I'm not getting sanctimonious about DUI. Shouldn't do it. We all get that. But there's no wiggle room now. But Marcel tried to play it. I'd probably play it, too.
I would have to.
Can I get you a couple behind home plate for Astros?
Yeah, I would have, too. I mean, honestly, and that's my point.
How'd you like to beat the freeze? I can erase it.
You're not beating the freeze. But you know what? Who would – you wouldn't have done it? I would have done it.
I would have totally played that card.
I would have tried to do it.
I mean, look, but again, if we just talked about the Marshawn Lynch, the video of him, and he was absolutely – blank-faced in Las Vegas. And so, yeah, this is always pretty damning. But Carl and I were just saying during the break, Major League Baseball doesn't have, like, that commissioner's list type deal for something like this. Different, though, with the sexual assault, right? When that whole thing was in limbo.
Yes.
But in this case, there's really nothing they can do. I just think the Braves keep him off a postseason roster, put him on ice, and you try to deal him in the offseason. Unless you feel, Carl, he's become such a big distraction. Because now you got a guy making all that loot, and you don't even trust him to use him in the biggest series of the season that we just talked about.
One guy hit me up. He said, fellas, Marcelo Zuna comes to the Braves. You guys know he gets arrested. And he says, I'm not making light of his situation, but we end up going on and winning the World Series without him. And then, you know, we basically have a similar situation here where he gets arrested. Mm. Braves may move on without him. And his whole point was maybe this is a catalyst again to winning another World Series. I don't know about that, but I get where you're coming from. I just don't think fundamentally, when I look at our team right now, that he's a difference maker. And that is the bigger thing.
No.
This becomes an easier decision because of that, if, in fact, they're going to do anything. So we'll wait to see. The Braves put out a statement, but that footage is out there, and Bo was like, oh, how does this get out? I don't know. But Marcelo Ozuna played that card. I'm a Brave. Here's my ID. And it didn't get him anywhere.
Dave O'Brien from the Athletics got the numbers. And, again, as Carl just laid out, he did not contribute last year because all that stuff dropped earlier in the spring. It's been brutal. 155 games since the start of the 21 season. 214 batting average, 271 on base, 381 slugging. Carl, that's OPS altogether is 653,
that's
which
nothing.
Is abysmal.
That's nothing.
Wins above replacement for the guys who do that is negative. The 27 home runs, 153 Ks in 603 at-bats. He's literally now giving you less than zero to the point you didn't see him against New York.
All right, guys, more on this coming up. We'll also hear from Dave O'Brien on Mike Soroka. He could return and could be a big boost. He stopped by the show yesterday, was talking to Mike and I about that. We'll get to that as well. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs. The Dog Report is brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
SEC is king. Well, not when it comes to TV deals. Because all of a sudden now, the Big Ten completes a seven-year, $7 billion media rights agreement with Fox, CBS, and NBC. Here's the thing that I don't think most people are thinking about, because they're not gonna, it's not going to happen this year. But when we get to next season, you're going to have the Big Ten on at noon. They're going to have the CBS 3:30 slot. And they're going to be on at night on NBC. So you've got three windows now on all three major networks for the Big Ten. And as much as we talk about that 3:30 slot for the SEC, Mike, and how beneficial it's been over the years, because that's the game everybody wants to see more likely, even though you see, you know, the noon game or even the night game maybe on the SEC network, you've got the Big Ten now owning three major time slots on a Saturday to profile their league. And in addition to that, they're making more money in this deal than the SEC is.
Right, and I know that some people find it hard to believe that that conference, which, again, I think all conferences are top-heavy. It's Ohio State. It was Michigan last year. Will Michigan stay there? Will Michigan take a step back? Remember Harbaugh, this first time he's really delivered the goods, beat Ohio State, only to get smoked by Georgia in that Orange Bowl. You know, Wisconsin is always in the mix, but they've never been a threat to crack that Final Four playoff, Carl. So the conference is top-heavy. Now you add USC and you get into the Los Angeles market. I know that you and I, when I watch the Big Ten, Carl, maybe it's the camera angles at Purdue.
Yeah.
Everything looks like it's slow motion.
Yeah.
Everything just looks plodding and slower. Even the teams that Purdue throws the ball around, they still have a huge fan base, which, again, first made that first Big Ten network one of the big paydays in college football. So that's where there's an interest. You've got three networks vying for it. So now it'll be interesting to see once and now even by ESPN standards with their big contract with the SEC, they're still looking up at the Big Ten,
they
to
are.
Your point.
They are.
And what does it all mean to the casual fan? Who's got more leverage? Who's got more power? Who's the biggest voice in that room when it comes to positioning your team for an expanded playoff or maybe just one of those four teams?
This is a power move certainly by the Big Ten. And it's crazy because if you go back to last year when the news of Oklahoma and Texas coming to the SEC was announced, it was like, oh, look at us. We own the world. And everybody was going, the SEC is king because they've got all the leverage. This TV deal is huge. And I just don't think most people realize how frequently now over the next 7 years you're going to see Big Ten games because you're going to be flipping around. And it's not that you don't watch SEC. Of course we watch the SEC. But, Mike, the availability of this makes it really easy. And here's the thing. They negotiated with Amazon, and then they went, nah, because it's streaming.
Correct.
And everybody, as much as we love it, everybody doesn't have it. So they do the deal with Fox and NBC and CBS. This was a brilliant move.
And I'm with them on that one. Like, I've never been to the Horseshoe. I have been to the Big House. I told you about going up there in 91. And even then, Carl, the demographics were, let's just say, a little bit older. Those folks are not streaming. That is still your bread and butter. Big Ten fan wants it on a regular television. He wants it. Give me more of those cheese sticks at the sports bar and the big pretzel. That's what they want. It's a huge contract. It truly is. And it begins, and you begin to wonder, in the grand scheme of things, with the ACC locked in, we're just talking about Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
The ACC locked into that terrible deal that doesn't pay them a lot, that they can't seem to get out of for another 10 years. Man, you just feel like there's the haves and the have-nots are truly separating to where the conversation, what was it, day before yesterday, the folks involved in the college football playoffs, the chancellors and presidents, finally beginning to get that conversation started about what do we need the NCAA for and just have the power 75 teams. But who's going to be in those 75? Big Ten's got their guys lined up. SEC's got theirs. But then, Carl, you begin to wonder, who of the rest makes the cut?
Yeah. Here's what is also interesting about this. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. More on the Braves coming up. Big series starting tonight against the Astros. They turned down, Mike, a deal with ESPN. It was 7 years, $380 million. And basically the Big Ten said they have respect for the ESPN, but they didn't have the opening windows that they're looking at right now. So it just made more sense, and I think it does too. By the way, ESPN is going to carry all the SEC football games and has the ACC rights, as you mentioned, through 2035. So that is why ESPN is not involved in this deal. And ESPN, or should I say Fox, has been a part of the Big Ten. CBS is losing the SEC to ESPN, and then NBC's like, hey, ABC's got a night game. We're going to get in the night college football business, and now they're doing that with the Big Ten.
In case you're wondering the future of football, we spoke to Big Bill Hancock, who's the director of the college football playoff. He joined us during SEC Channel Media Days. They still got, three more years on that contract, right? Four seasons on that contract. People keep saying we're going to get an expansion. They're going to tear that contract up. I don't see that coming. There's an article in Saturday Down South from Matt Hayes that says, if you get to a 16-team structure, they had some folks do the numbers, it could still be worth over $1.2 billion just for the college football playoff with that expanded format. And that's even more money for the coffers of the elite teams.
Here's the final thing I'll say. The SEC handed its members $50 million each. With this new deal, the Big Ten members are all getting $80 to $100 million each. It's huge. We're coming back. We'll talk about the Braves, the arrest of Marcell Ozuna, and what if Mike Soroka can make it back. We are giving away a pair of tickets to Ice Cube's Big 3 Basketball Championship Sunday, August 21st. You got to be here, though. We're going to do it on site today at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come and register, and we're going to pick a winner here before 7 o'clock. But we're not going to do it anytime soon. We're going to give you time to come hang out with your boys. So come on down here. We're right off of Baird Parkway, guys. Again, a pair of tickets to Ice Cube's Big 3 Basketball Championship and the celebration weekend down there at State Farm Arena. Dr. J, Lisa Leslie, Gary Payton, George Gervin, and more. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmasters. Okay, Mike, we got to talk about, first of all, this Astros series, because we're spending a lot of time, obviously, on what's been going down with the Braves, because it could have an effect. We don't know. We'll see.
Right.
We beat up on the Mets. We get 3 of 4 from the Mets, which was huge last night. And let's talk about this, because we're 3.5 games out now when the Mets leave town. It was a win, guys. We won 9 of 10. You got the pitching you needed. You got the clutch hitting you needed.
And you kind of got your balls back, too, after getting kind of humiliated up in New York, to be honest.
I thought so, too. I mean, we played with a swag.
The 13-1 was a nice way to kick it off. You just wish, and again, if we don't win this division, and, you know, I'll still never agree with Snicker on not using Kenley Jansen or at least Iglesias in game 3 of this series, but, hey, it's water under the bridge now, but you did bounce back, and you were able to beat DeGrom. So if I can tell you, go 1 of 2 between Scherzer and DeGrom, I think most Braves fans would take it.
All right, so this weekend, it's Wright, it's Morton, it's Strider. So that's what the weekend's going to look like. Grant McCauley's actually going to join us at his regular time, 5:40 today, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we'll preview all things Astros and Braves. The other news, obviously, is Marcell Ozuna being arrested last night. I want you to hear first, this is the body cam. Let's play that first, Chris. The body cam, which is now out of Ozuna, this is, guys, you'll be able to hear it. So this is Ozuna getting stopped and basically telling police officers, you know, I'm Marcell Ozuna of the Atlanta Braves, but we want you guys to get a chance to hear it for yourselves.
Oh, boy.
So he's saying, let me get my license. Let me show you who I am. He's complying, but obviously he's hoping as the officer walks up that he recognizes him. Or more importantly, he says, oh, you're an Atlanta Brave. Okay, maybe just slow down. Maybe it's a warning. Who knows? But when you have suspicion of DUI, Mike, and again, I'm not a police officer. We respect the men and women in blue. There are a lot of great police officers out there.
Right.
It just is what it is. You got to do your job. And sometimes that means if you have this suspicion – you're not going to let a guy go.
No, because you can't put him back on the road in that condition. He's going to kill somebody. That's the reality of it. I mean, you know, we've talked about how police, you know, they got to deal with this stuff all the time. And, you know, there's situations where, you know, at least when Marcel was smart enough to pull over at that state. But, I mean, he's obviously quite scavosed. He's not right. You can hear it. And it's, you know, it's a shame because it's the last thing this guy needs with the month he's having right now. But he's got to make better decisions, bro. Period.
So let's hear his apology, because this happened in the clubhouse about 45 minutes ago. He didn't say a lot, but at least he spoke.
Just disappointing, disappointing my team, disappointing my family. And I don't have anything to say more, and that's a legal matter. Legal matter.
It's a legal matter. Let myself down, let my teammates down, and now it's a legal matter. All right. With that said, again, line up.
What are you going to do with him?
Well, here's the thing. What I would do with him is he's not helping me right now.
Right.
And I don't know if he's going to help me over the next month and a half. This is now a distraction. We are winning games without Marcelo Zuna's production. So, Mike, we're in the hunt. We got a chance to do this again. I just don't need any BS. So I'm putting him on ice right now, man. Whether you just want him away from the squad or whatever it might be, I don't know how you get out of this contract, because I don't think you're going to be able to, because of the way MLB structures these deals, and the Players Association is the best Players Association that there is.
Right. So it's guaranteed money.
It's guaranteed loot.
Let me ask you this. If you DFA'd him, designated for assignment, does anybody claim him?
No.
So you could still hypothetically put him in Gwinnett? I don't know. I'm trying to go with an option so they don't have to eat the money, and then get, you know, then try to find trade him for somebody who's a bum for another team, and hopefully you get more out of the other guy, and try not to eat that $40 million that's left. I don't know. I mean, there's not a lot of good options here for the Braves.
Yeah, there are not. And here's the other part, guys. When you talk about the money, you know, we don't want to look down the road. It's sort of like you paying your bills every month. But if I told you that we're on the hook for $41 million. That's $41 million probably Alex is not going to have access to do some other things he wants
right,
to do.
Like another starting pitcher if something doesn't develop. No, that's it. If Soroka doesn't come back, I'm with you. I mean, you cannot fault Liberty Media for being cheap in this situation, because they've exceeded all expectations by winning the World Series, by making the right moves, by then signing their young talent, having the wherewithal to get that deal done with Austin Riley, making the smarter move when it came to first base with Matt Olson. Now, obviously, what you've got with Michael Harris, soon to be Vaughn Grissom down the road. So, but this is a $41 million, I mean, it's more than that right now, if you add this season, but it's $41 million albatross around your neck with a guy who's continuing to embarrass the organization, as Tony Gwynn Jr. said.
Now, let's
shift. He's not giving you anything on the field right now.
Let's shift gears and talk about Soroka, because Dansby Swanson was asked about Soroka, and he said that words don't even do it justice. Everything he's been through the last 2 years, to see him to start to come out on the other side, is inspiring. This is Dansby on Soroka. If there's one person that I believe that could do it, it would be him. We asked Dave O'Brien, who covers the Braves for The Athletic, longtime baseball reporter, about this Soroka situation. What is the realistic possibility with him making his next start in Gwinnett that he could come back and help the Braves in September, or maybe even the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, all along, that was the plan, you know, to have him pitching in some games, you know, at least a couple of games at the end of the year to, you know, for his own peace of mind, to feel good going into the offseason, and for the Braves to know where he is, because, you know, I fully expect them to tender him a contract, but it's certainly going to make it easier, you know, having him pitch in games and knowing that he's going to be a factor next spring and, you know, as far as competing for a rotation spot. So, yeah, he surpassed all my expectations in that. I know it's just eight ball hitters, but that was impressive. I mean, he was throwing some nasty sinkers. His velo was up around basically normal. So that was really impressive. If that's a sign of things to come, for him to do that in his first time out in about 2 years, basically, you know, other than one spring training game we fished in relief, that had to be encouraging for everyone.
They've got, what, two more years of the arbitration-eligible control over him for Mike Soroka. So, I mean, if he could go out there and ball out, I mean, I just think you've got to be smart about how you approach this, because the odds are still stacked against him, although this is a fantastic way to start. And as you said, Carl, they've accelerated him up to Gwinnett, and everybody's pulling for this guy. And to be quite honest, the way Odorizzi looks, I'd love to get him up here. I'll take Soroka at 30% over what I'm getting from Odorizzi. A lot of Braves fans got lukewarm on that dude so far.
All right, so as we talk about this with the starting pitching, Freed Morton look like Freed and Morton, right? Strider's going to be in there some way, shape, or form, whether it's out of the bullpen.
Right.
You know, we talk about Kyle Wright and the season he's had. We've got three legitimate starters in any playoff series right now, not to include the idea of having maybe Soroka or Ian Anderson come back or some of these other guys, Mueller, we haven't talked about. So we went into this Mets series, and everybody's talking about they got better pitching, they got better pitching. We outpitched them. We outplayed them, and we outpitched them. So if we have to play those guys in the playoffs, Mike, I'm feeling a lot more confident. And if Soroka is able to help in any way, shape, or form, it's a positive.
Yeah, right now it's still going to be Freed. It's going to be Wright, and it's going to be Strider. Although right now, advantage Morton. It's Morton. Morton has gotten stronger as the season's gone
it's
on.
Morton.
No, I'm saying. Sorry, I went Zeno on you for
you
a
did.
Second.
You did.
But Morton is better now. He's certainly gotten stronger as the season's gone on. He was as good as he's looked all year.
All right, man, coming up. Plenty more to get to, guys. Steve Koonin set to join us. Hawks CEO schedule dropped earlier this week. We're looking forward to it. We got a new-look team.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're going to talk to Steve Koonin coming up on Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Time to check in with the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. This is Catching Up with Koonin on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up, we're going to talk about what's going on with the Falcons and Jets up in New York. They've got those practices that they're doing today and tomorrow. Mike was saying earlier there was a lot of fighting going on today up there in New York.
Saw some of the video, D-Led. We'll talk about it in the Falcon Report. But, yeah, a lot of scrapping, man. D-Led's got some shots of a line play, Carl. Is his whole line going to hold up? We'll tell you about it.
All right, let's say good afternoon to Steve Koonin. Mike, I have heard that he just came back from Tahiti, a worldwide trip where he was vacationing bungalows over the water. Steve, welcome back.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. It is good to be back.
The moonlight caressing Steve's naked form, Carl, as he swims. Au natural.
Steve Koonin.
What you clowns are talking about is beyond me.
Steve Koonin, the schedule dropped this week. Got to be honest. We were like, we started to get a little excited. You know, this is like, okay, we kind of get a sense of what the season's going to look like. Let's talk about it from your perspective and the team. We talked to Landry Fields earlier this week, and he was kind enough to come on and just talk about, you know, hey, we may not be done with our moves. We may be, but we may not be. From a scheduling standpoint, how do you feel? Because we know the NBA was kind of putting this on the back burner a little bit, trying to see how things might shake out, but they had to put it out, and they did.
Yeah, I mean, we're thrilled with the schedule. We have 15 games after the All-Star break at home. Last year, we only had 9. And
you want to drive towards the playoffs with home court advantage, so we've been able to establish that. We have 23 of our 41 games on Friday night, Saturday, or Sunday, and we want a lot of Sunday games, which post-NFL, which we think is great for families and kids, and especially Trey is such a huge draw with young Atlantans. We love having the Lakers on December 30th. You know, think about this as the ultimate sports fan's dream. Lakers on the 30th and the Chick-fil-A, you know, championship semifinals on the 31st. So Atlanta will be the epicenter of sports. And then, you know, we've got a very exciting, I think we've got a team that's going to have a lot of swag to it and a lot of attitude. And I think that, you know, starting off with 3 at home in 5 days is going to be fun to get the city excited. So we're really optimistic. Season tickets have been sold and hit a record again this year.
Wow.
And it's going to be a blast downtown.
It is our man, Steve Coonan, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Steve, we got to talk to your general manager, and Landry was really cool. One of the things that I liked, and I think Carl did too, talking about a little, you know, little dog in the team and the fight, loving what we're seeing from. I know these are just these preseason tournaments and the skill sets and the different. I mean, I don't know what guys are doing in these, but there has been some great highlights involving our Hawks, and DeJounte Murray looks like he's going to bring some edge to this team this year.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking also. I loved how he schooled the rookie with Orlando, which is our second game. Tickets are going on sale now. Thank you for the promo setup. Didn't know that would happen today, but happy that it did. Yeah, I mean, I think Trey and Murray are going to be the backcourt in the NBA with the most swag and hopefully the most assists and the most points. So I'm very excited. I think he's going to bring another big dimension to the team. It was a big swing for us. And I'm feeling very confident we're going to be rewarded for that big swing.
Steve, you know we always have these big philosophical conversations with you, and I want to ask you a question about what we're talking about today with Marcell Ozuna and the Braves. Marcell Ozuna was arrested for DUI. He was released last night. He's at the stadium today. From an executive standpoint, because obviously this has not happened with our Hawks, and I hope it doesn't, what are the conversations? There's a lot of money invested. How do you guys go about handling these kinds of things? Because Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves have a decision to make, and, you know, we're in the middle of a playoff run.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that everything in sports gets so magnified. It's not like the guy who's working at the butcher shop or the jewelry store. You know, 4:30 in the morning DUI reflects, unfortunately, some very bad judgment. Very bad judgment. And that's one of the things that we spend a lot of time talking to our players with and working with our players on is judgment and taking risks and not taking unnecessary risks. You want to go out, have a few pops, have a good time, call an Uber, get a driver. And so I'm not sure, nor would I want the Braves commenting on disciplining our players. So I certainly wouldn't comment on disciplining theirs, but obviously there's going to be consequences for the player. And the team suffers. This, you know, so hopefully it gets resolved quickly. But you just want to have those guys with great judgment. So, as you said, we've been very fortunate we haven't dealt with this. Nor do we want to.
Right. And as we've said before, I mean, I think most sports, most professional sports have got mechanisms in place for guys. I know the NFL does. I'm sure the NBA does too. And, again, not to mention the resources of the athlete who's getting paid more than the average Joe to get home and do it the right way. Steve Coonan's with us here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Join the party, pal. Talk more about the Braves coming up. Steve, you mentioned ticket sales are rolling. We've talked about the energy and the juice and what this team is going to look like. How does Nate – I know we talked with your general manager, Landry Fields, and he was talking about – they spoke with Nate about how the dynamic works with two technical point guards in the backcourt.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's going to have to sacrifice for the greater good. And, you know, we haven't really had the opportunity ever to see Trey play off ball. So I think that it's one of the great challenges. And then you bring in a new coach, Nick Van Exel, who had a hell of a career as a guard in the NBA. And I think that it's going to be a little bit of a feeling out process. We are fortunate in the fact we get to start camp a week earlier than everybody else because we are going to Abu Dhabi. And so it gives us a great opportunity to get a little bit more practice time. And then in Abu Dhabi, we will have 4 days dedicated to practice. And once the season starts, you really rarely ever practice. You truly don't. So it should be a great opportunity before and during our trip to get these two together and see them gel. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, man, the season is right around the corner. I know it sounds crazy. Football's here.
Was that Steve getting in his Bentley right now?
You heard that, didn't you? You heard that noise. And football's here. Oh, the NBA is going to be here soon. You hear those bells and whistles, Mike? Those are noises I'm not familiar with.
Tell your driver to turn the tones down. Come on, man.
I mean, I'm not familiar with those Bentley noises. Steve, are you there? Steve, can you hear us on that super Bluetooth in your Bentley?
Apparently we've lost Steve. Steve apparently has gone underneath the bridge there, over the tracks, right next to State Farm Arena.
I don't.
Transmission's been blocked at the source, Captain.
Steve, I got to ask you one more thing before we let you go. Are you there?
I'm here. Cut the Bentley crap. My wife was in the car with me. I scared her so badly not to make noise. She didn't close the door.
Tell your lovely wife hello.
And I was on Bluetooth.
We love her.
I certainly will.
Yes. Hey, Mike.
She's at Buckhead Butcher Shop. One of your friends.
Oh, hey, nice. One of our partners. They do great work over there. Great selection. We were talking about this earlier. I just want to get your opinion because you know TV. Big Ten has a 7-year, $7 billion media rights deal with Fox, CBS, and NBC. And Mike and I were talking about the Big Ten, not this year, but next year, is going to own the 12 o'clock window. They're going to have that 3:30 CBS window, and then they're going to be on at night on NBC. We always talk about this with you, with live sports. These rights deals are insane, and they turned down money from ESPN because they wanted to do business with Fox, obviously CBS and NBC. Steve?
Basically.
Okay. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Your
yes,
advertising
go ahead.
Dollars today are coming in live sports. That's where the advertising money is coming from. And if you think about NBC, Fox, and CBS, what do they have Sunday? They have NFL football all day Sunday. Now they'll be able to create packages of Saturday night and Sunday night on broadcast, football wall to wall. And, you know, a spot on Sunday night football is about $800,000 for a 30-second spot. Now they'll be able to combine that with a Saturday night primetime, you know, Ohio State Wisconsin game. So that's what the idea, and you'll still have a lot of games on FS1, on Big Ten Network, on Peacock, but sports migrated from broadcast to cable in the 2000s, and you're starting to see sports migrate back to broadcast because it's bigger reach. And the only thing working on broadcast today is sports. So it's a nice position to be in if you're a sports rights holder right now.
It's a great point, Steve. And that's the thing I know, and we haven't spoken to you since it went down. Being in Los Angeles with USC, I mean, geographic, as Carl's pointed out millions of times, geographic borders means nothing at this stage. But the imprint to be in L.A. is just so monstrous for the Big Ten.
Oh, I mean, now all of a sudden they're national. I mean, you know, people have always complained about the golden triangle of Clemson, Athens, and Tuscaloosa. And if you're running a TV network, you kind of cringe that your championship games are that southern base. Now, all of a sudden, the Big Ten is going to be exposed on the West Coast, and it should help their ratings. It should be pretty funky watching USC at 9 o'clock in the morning playing Rutgers. That's a little crazy. But for the dollar, you know, these kids are going to get on airplanes. So, The good world stuff. Is changing.
Yeah, it's crazy. And Steve ran TNT, guys. For those of you who don't know, we won't assume that you know his history. But as we like to say, a big TV mockery. Yeah. All right, guys.
Steve, oh, yeah, you guys are great. You guys are just wonderful.
Thank you, Steve. Hey, have a great weekend. Appreciate it. Listen, more about the schedule and events that will be going on with the Hawks as we get closer to the season. We'll be telling you all about that. Opening night, though, guys, it's the Rockets, and we're excited about getting there. Steve, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend. Great to be back on the air with you.
It's good to have you back from Tahiti, Steve. All right. Coming up, Falcons working out against the Jets in New York. What's the latest? We're going to talk about what we're learning as these combined practices get you guys more information about the players we're talking about and the players we're interested in. Monday they'll play. Pre-game starts at 6. Coverage at 6 o'clock here. Kicks at 8. It's our second preseason game. Falcon Report is
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.